On the front page of the New York Times 2 days ago, there was a dramatic picture of a child's bicycle abandoned on a Chicago sidewalk, the rider having been killed by gunshot. One of 12 people shot dead in Chicago neighborhoods last weekend. 70 people were shot and wounded. The story in the New York Times was under a screaming headline about a, quote, wave of gun violence sweeping through Chicago and not one shooter being arrested. Millions of Americans saw the story. Millions more watched it on television, hearing CNN describe parts of Chicago as a war zone. And the front page of the Chicago Sun-Times was screaming that Mayor Manuel is, quote, pleading for help after this year's bloodiest weekend. TV and the newspapers cross-country triggered mayoral despair and anger and possibly the beginning of the end of his career in politics. Included in the torrent of bad news were the opponents in the now heating up race for mayor, blaming him for the violence, all of it, accusing him of allowing the police detective division to be gutted by attrition and ignoring an epidemic of violence and telling him, quote, he cannot sit this one out because he's the mayor of a city in crisis. The chorus against Rahm Emanuel is loud and clear and will echo now for 6 months until the mayoral election. It's hard to see how Mayor Emanuel can escape the blame. He's often described as a master politician. A true test of that is on the way. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNRadio.com or download the WGN Radio app.